And we're recording.
Hey, hey.
Hey, listeners. It sounds so unnatural. I can't figure out how to make it sound natural.
Let's restart this.
All right, you are going to start it this time.
What am I going to say?
Ready, set, go.
Hey, listeners. Welcome back to our podcast, which
is called, has a name.
Big news. Our podcast is called The
On-Call Room. I was going to let you do it, but then I wanted to add
it. You wanted to join in. That's fine.
It's called The On-Call Room.
The On-Call Room.
So we have a name. So last time you listened to this, we didn't have one. And we didn't have a lot of things. We didn't have a direction.
Which we still kind of don't, but that's all right.
But we think we have it a little bit more figured out right now. And if you hear some great clicking in the background, it's just my dog. So you can just ignore him. But yeah, we are called The On-Call Room. And we have to do a little shout out really quick to the person that gave us that name, and his name is Nate Totten. I hope I'm saying that right.
Thanks, Nate.
He is a fellow Michigan photographer and avid Grays fan, and he, I hope he's okay with me saying this, is a huge fan of Grays, and he gave me a bunch of ideas on Instagram, which a lot of you did too. And as soon as he said The On-Call Room, I texted Bree and I was like, oh my God, this is perfect.
And it is. It feels real now. You know, now that we have a name. And
yeah, and because like with The On-Call Room, like you can be like, meet me in The On-Call Room, or welcome to The On-Call Room. Like just...
Or let's
do
have
it.
Have a drink in The On-Call Room.
Yeah, I'm sure they've
let's
done that.
Let's do it in The On-Call Room. Yeah.
Exactly. So I think that's happened before, and I think that it's great. So how are you?
I'm good. I massaged this morning.
You did?
Yeah, it was really nice.
How long?
An hour. 60 minutes. 60 minutes of pure bliss.
Anything less than that is just
cruel. It's a waste of time, really. Because you just start sinking into it. You know, I love my massage therapist. She is the best. I work with her, so she's great.
Oh, so it was at work, like you just got to go.
No. Well, okay. I mean, I didn't have to go until later. I wish that was my job, that I could be like, hold the phone. I need to take a step out for 60 minutes and just get a quick massage here. But I don't think that would be allowed. So yeah, I had a massage. And then...
What areas did they really work on?
Well, you know, I'm having some issues with my left shoulder. And I think it's because I tap on the computer all day.
Yep.
And I have very poor posture, as you can probably see right now, as I'm slouching in the chair, copping a mean lean on the table. So she worked on that, and she also said my butt was really tight, which,
well,
why?
Better have a tight butt than a loose butt.
Wise words.
I, like, whenever I get massages, I, like, never want them to go to my butt, but then I do, and it's like, you're just like, this feels so good, and it just, I don't know.
I could say that about many aspects of life.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you got that.
And yeah, it was nice. It was good. And then I was going to go get my nails done, but someone gave me a little text and said that I needed to come hang out, which happened to be you. So
yeah, this is Bree and I went from like, we go months without seeing each other in the summer usually, to like, I feel like I've seen her every day.
Yeah. I think we're texting all the time.
I think I actually texted you yes, last night, and said, I'm sorry if you're sick of me, we have to do this. Bitch.
Yeah. bitch, get over it. Yeah, so that was really great. Hung out and then just worked. And, you know, then I've just been here with you again, which is like, I feel like it's going to be my life. But I'm okay with that. I really am. How was your day?
It was weird. I'm sick again. So if I sound super annoying, I hope that this isn't my normal voice.
I don't think you sound
it. I hope that like it changes, because I swear this isn't how I sound. So, you know, I squeezed a water bottle up my nose to clear that out.
Is that really effective?
Something came out. So So we can talk about medical things here. And something came out, but I also after when I was done, I went to blow my nose and water came out my ears. So it's
like a Disney scene.
Yeah, so I think I did it a little wrong, but
a little, you think? Well, I think they're all connected.
Yeah, they are.
All the things.
I don't know what happened, but it kind of felt better. I'm going to do it again before I go to bed. It feels like you're drowning yourself, but you're not. I don't know. Wash out the sinuses.
Is this the neti pot?
No, but it's more intense than the neti pot because the neti pot you pour. This one you squeeze it and it like shoots through. It's very scary.
Is it saline?
Yeah, it's very scary to do because you literally stick a water bottle up your nose and you have to bring yourself the willpower to squeeze water up your nose.
That's the worst feeling in the
world.
But
it doesn't go down your throat unless you like forget to lean over, which I did. And then all of a sudden I was like, and it was like coming out. Both nostrils.
All orifices.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's probably where it got in my ears.
I would say so.
But I did that, and then I like went and worked out, which was a joke. I literally just flopped around because I didn't feel good, and I was like, don't talk to me. Don't look at me. So that was a waste of time. And then we did something today.
We did a really spectacular thing today.
If you're listening to this, you've probably seen it because this means that you've seen it. But we took... We attempted a photo shoot.
Ooh. Attempted.
Which, like, first of all, the main ingredient you need in a photo shoot...
Is a photographer?
Is a photographer. Which, granted, that's my job. But I had to be in front of the camera, too. And I don't have a remote. And I'm sure the camera I had was, like, cool enough to, like, take a photo with, like, my brain power. But I didn't know how to activate that. So it was, like, press the button, quick, get in place, 10 seconds, pose. So I laughed because normally, and we took photos for like an hour and a half, maybe.
Yeah, I would say so.
And like, usually if I were to be taking photos of someone for an hour and a half, I'd have like 700 photos. I took 70. So, because it was so much work.
And some of them were just...
Just not great. It was like we were trying to not have double chins. We were trying to look candid.
Which, by the way, is really hard. Okay, first of all, with no direction, you've taken my photos a couple times, and you give great direction. But when you couldn't actually see me and what I was doing, like, you'd look super cute because you know all the tricks of the trade. And then I just look like this blob. Just this, like, I honestly, in some of the photos, my face looks square with just a double chin underneath with, like, too much makeup on.
Well, I think it's that the camera on the tripod is just sitting there. Like, it doesn't interact with you.
Yeah.
So there's no, it's just a one-way relationship.
Ooh, it was
not great.
Yeah.
For both of us.
But we managed to get one to two
images. Yeah, so we did that. So maybe when we become more established, we will have a photo shoot with a photographer.
I think that'd be great.
We wore scrubs.
I wear scrubs to work every day.
Yep.
So I brought over my two pairs that I own, washed them the night before, hung them on my little drying rack, and...
I just want to describe these scrubs to you, though. They have...
They're jazzy.
They have gold zippers, pockets.
Jazzy scrubs.
Oh, that's the brand?
No.
Oh.
I wish. I think it's called, like, JoJo's or something.
JoJo is so jazzy. But they have zippers, which, like, with unfunctioning pockets. Like, pockets that you would never put things in.
Maybe a little love note. A little reminder of how good you are.
Yeah, just that you are enough.
Yeah. That's actually what are in the pockets.
That's all it has room for. So we wore those, and we only curled the front of our hair because...
Oh, my God. I had a rat's nest in the back of my hair.
It was...
It showed up in a couple photos.
Well, it had been massaged.
My rat's nest had been massaged, yes.
Yeah, it was wild.
Well, I want to say it was like that before my massage. Oh. I slept on it wet. And it's never a good idea.
But we got one to work, and it's just gonna have to be what it is.
I mean, I think it turned out.
Yeah, there's some.
I mean, I'm proud of us.
We're gonna post some eventually, where like of the ones where you can see that we just purely gave up on ourselves.
Yeah,
like we just look in the camera with dead eyes.
About half of them.
There's just no life.
And also just trying to be like creative and cool and fun, and then it just crashing and burning.
Yeah, so if you are a photographer and you feel called to this project, please reach out to us because we would love to have some photos not taken by my tripod.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so
we'll pay you in wine.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can sit in on the podcast.
Oh, perfect.
There we go.
You can just sit there and stare at us.
Yeah. Please don't say anything. This is our time.
I want to go back to the name for a second. Mm. Because we had some, so we are both not great at names.
Well, I don't think you should. I had a great name, but we'll get into that.
Yeah. Okay. So we want to talk about some of the ones that were submitted and that we thought of because they were great. So the ones we thought of aren't really, well, they're kind of on here, but so we'll just kind of take turns. The first one I thought of that I was like, you know, like the first thing you think of you're stuck on, even if it's the worst, was The Anatomy of Grey's.
Which I liked for a second. I thought, hey, this could work, but...
But just wasn't right for us.
No, no.
So...
It wasn't that glamorous.
No. So what was one that you thought of? Oh, I think that one was.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Seriously.
Yeah, just seriously.
But that one's taken.
Oh.
Found that on iTunes. It's called Seriously, a Grey's Anatomy podcast. Didn't listen to it.
Never will.
All right. You're my person.
Yeah.
But it's like, meh.
Well, because also, like, we're not in a I mean, we might as well be in a relationship.
But we're not. And then these are just some that people thought of. The LVAD, as we'll learn about in soon.
I love this one. Push one of Epi.
Yeah, push one of Epi.
I love that.
Yep, yep. The show where everybody almost dies.
Ain't that the truth?
I think it should be the show where, oh, then we'll go down to the one that's actually someone said, everyone you love is dead, which I think is a little bit more accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Residence lounge.
Ooh.
The steam room. That's not right. That's supposed to say something else, but that was a typo and I have no idea.
The steam room. Why don't we call the steam room?
I love it. Elevator encounters.
Ooh.
Which
I never saw that one.
That could be a segment.
Yeah.
This is going to happen so much.
Ooh.
Ooh, I'm bolding that.
Bold that for sure.
Scrubbing in, which actually I think when we have a guest now, we're going to be like, today's guest, today we have so-and-so scrubbing in.
Yeah, so you'll thanks hear for that. Whoever said that one.
Thanks for that. I think it was the same person. I think it was Nate also. Here, why don't you read this one?
Ooh, I like this one. Meredith was the worst, but gradually got better, and so can you. It's just like...
It's great.
Yeah.
Also a favorite, I can't talk. Unsung hero, the Mark Sloan story.
God,
I love him.
Yeah.
Ooh.
WWRWD, what would Richard Weber do?
Classic.
What would he do? You know?
Yeah. I ask myself that before I complete any task.
Same.
Teach me how to sass, like Bailey.
Yeah.
Bailey had major sass on this week's episode.
Yeah, this one's like good. Later in the episodes though, but don't be the Joe Wilson of your group, don't.
No, just don't be her. And if you know who she is, you know.
Yeah.
Bring Christina Yang back.
That's the number one. That's my number one. Because, R.I.P. Well, not really.
No, not R.I.P., just, you know. And... Where the hell is Izzy Stevens? Should be another one that wasn't on there. So, you know, we had some really good choices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the on-call room just...
It's the way to go.
Yeah.
So, Nate, congrats. You win nothing because
we have nothing to give.
But maybe someday, you know, you can be on the podcast. So, okay. So another thing I want to really quick just hit on is that you probably already heard my really boring... intro that I did.
I wouldn't say it was boring.
It just sounds like I'm reading a school book. So that isn't going to be there forever. We are working with my friend to do some music and it's going to be really awesome. The reason it's not there yet is we wanted to get this out, but also I want to wait for the music to be good before just throwing something up there. So
we're about quality.
Yeah. Here. Yeah. And so like season one is only 9 episodes. So maybe season two will be, I don't know how long it'll take. Hopefully not that long, but.
Well, let's be honest. Season one of Grey's Anatomy, not that great. So season one of The On-Call Room, not that great. It's okay.
Really finds its stride later.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and we already talked about the photo shoot. So that's kind of like the news with us. We have some more later, but we're going to talk about that later. But, yeah, and Jake came home and the dog is here now and just The whole group's here, the whole clan. And also different from last week, we watched this week's episode together.
I think that's how we're going to do it from now on.
Yeah, it adds an extra 45 minutes onto our hang time, but we can eat dinner while we do it.
And Abby will always supply it, so it will be great.
Tonight was tacos.
Tacos, they were great. I also ate one without a shell because we ran out, but I was just going in good. For number three. Not a big deal.
So we watched it together, which it was really hard to not like... talk about it.
That's, I think, going to be one of the hardest parts because I just want to chit chat about it, but we got to save it for our listeners.
Right. Never mind. I can't say it. I think we have some though.
Do we?
I think, well, we will. Like, I think there's some interest. I asked a question today when I was doing the artwork on my Instagram. I posted because I started freaking out that people wouldn't recognize that the title artwork is mimicking the Grey's Anatomy font. Mm-hmm. And I was like, people are just going to think I suck at design and that I think that this looks cool.
That is why you should carry a note in your pocket that says you are enough.
I really should. So I like posted, I was like, all right, guys, do you think that we should do this or like this hip font or something? And everyone, there was like 8 people that replied back. Eight people. The entire Grey's Anatomy community voice yelled back to me that they knew right away it was the Grey's font and that we should keep that one. So thank you, because I felt validated and I felt a lot better about the design work that I so shady did earlier. She's crying. I am
about how excited you were about 8 people.
Okay, that was a lot.
I think it's great. No, I am like...
Especially because I didn't know some of the people. So I was anonymous opinions.
That's great.
It was great. So we went with that. We went with the Jazzy Scrubs.
Oh, yeah.
We drank... the wine in the photo. Oh,
this is a good story.
I think I need to hit on this. So in September, we went to Italy with my family.
I didn't go.
She was with me in spirit along the way.
Yeah.
And we bought wine at this winery that... It wasn't, like, super expensive. It was, like, normal price, but it seemed amazing, so it was in Italy. And we had it sent here. We have 5 bottles. We haven't touched them since September. We go to take these photos, and I was like, you know what? We really need a prop. Like, we need wine in our hands. And I like was like, but the only ones I have are these. Well, no better time.
No better time.
So we popped open a bottle and didn't even really drink it.
I did feel kind of bad that Jake wasn't here and that I got to open.
Well, he's here now, and if he wants to drink it, it's right there. That's true. There's a really nice Super Tuscany over there from the Chianti region. So just know that the wine is freaking quality in those photos.
Oh, yeah. It's not just some of your, like, Sutter home.
Which we're drinking now. So, mixed with San Pellegrino.
It's fine. Not red wine, white wine.
It's spring now. Also, I think that's the first glass of wine that we've never finished before.
Ever in my life.
It sat on my counter all day unfinished.
I can't believe you had the... Wow. You...
know why I did. It was just, I just couldn't. You left and I just...
Couldn't do it without me.
I couldn't do it. So, so we didn't really do that at all. Oh.
What
should we do now?
I think we should get into the episode.
All right.
Season 1. Episode 2. What was the title? The First Cut is the Deepest, which is also
a great song.
Who's that by?
The Sheryl Crow.
Yeah.
The First Cut is the Deepest.
Baby, I know. Yeah, it's a great song.
I wish I knew. That was like a middle school dance song.
Was it? No, the only thing I can... The only middle school dance song I can think of is, I could stay away just to hear you breathe. Can we do a podcast about Armageddon?
Why is it so easy? Is that Creed or is that Nickelback? Wait. Or neither of them. Wait, who is that? No, that's
Aerosmith. It's Aerosmith.
I want to edit that out for my own stupid... I think the voice I was singing with was my Creed voice.
Yeah, no, I get that. I sing in my Creed voice too sometimes. But
right. That's Aerosmith. That song is also in Blades of Glory, which kind of loses, like, it made that song be funny instead of like...
That song was funny even in Armageddon. It's never a good song.
I think that Jake and I have had conversations of why, well, I can't even, I won't admit this on air, but why some, like, it's easy to sing like Nickelback and Creed.
Why won't you?
Everyone can't. I don't want to admit something about those bands.
That they're the best bands.
Ah, what's one of those songs?
There's a photograph. That one.
Wait, I don't know how that one goes.
There's a picture. I don't.
Give me another one.
Creed. Oh, where's the one where he
wears the arms?
With the arms wide open. I just think of him wearing leather pants and me at the roller rink. That's
with arms wide open.
Yeah.
Under the
shade. But you can't leave us hanging. Why?
I'll whisper it into the mic. Jake likes those bands. But I think it's just because he can sing them in karaoke.
Oh, yeah. They're great karaoke songs.
You and Jake also tried to sing.
Oh my gosh, Sting.
With
Desert Rose.
Desert Rose.
That's not a karaoke song.
That's not a song that you can sing.
No, it's not.
No, and you two stood up there, and then I believe he walked out on you.
No, I walked out on him.
Oh.
No, that's my place, you know? And I was.
You just left.
Well,
it's okay.
It's all right. Yeah.
So. She's pointing. What? Oh, Kleenex. I was really afraid she was pointing to another stink bug in my house, and I was going to lose everything.
No.
Are you going to blow your nose?
No, I'm just going to.
Oh, okay, you go for that. So season one, episode two, the first cut is the deepest.
Uh-huh.
Not sure why it's called this.
You know, you make a good point.
Maybe because she makes out with Derek, like for the, no. The first cut is the deepest. What happens that's like the first thing?
Well, let's dissect it. Maybe we'll figure it out. Just.
Okay. All right.
Maybe we might do that. Okay. How does it start?
Well, I don't think we're going to give like a total summary.
No, we don't have to give a total summary. I'm asking
how it starts. I don't remember, forgetting?
I don't remember how it starts.
It starts. Well, she talks. She enters the locker room. Oh. So she puts. Okay. So shoes. Meredith. Yeah. The shoes. Well, Meredith wants roommates.
Mm.
So I think that it opens with like one of, she's like slapping the roommate sign up there. Mm-hmm. So, oh, I didn't know this. It says, was this on the thing? The Wikipedia page says she wants non-smoking, non-Bush supporters with no pets. What? I don't think the sign said that.
We'll have to.
That's interesting. Anyways.
We'll have to go back and rewatch that and we'll let you know on the next episode if that is actually true.
If that's actually true. Because
I just.
Where did that come from?
No.
It's a Wikipedia page. Anyone could have inserted that in there. Bailey like assigns them things. Oh, they're all trying to suck up. Meredith tries to suck up to Bailey with the coffee.
Oh, yeah.
A mocha.
Super annoying.
Yeah, and she just
asks. I really think I'm ready to cut someone open. You should let me.
Thanks. And she's like, fuck no.
Yeah, as she should be, because, bitch, you're an intern.
You are.
This is your second day. I don't think you're ready for solo surgery, Meredith.
Right. And she says, their job is to make the resident happy. And Bailey, and do I look happy to you? I love Bailey. I just want to talk about this now. She stole the show in this episode.
She did. Yeah.
She had a lot of great
quotes.
Right. So, then they go into, Meredith goes in the elevator with Derek.
Ooh, this is saucy.
Which we all know, the elevator is iconic.
Yeah.
Anything can happen in an elevator. Surgery, which later in life, perhaps. I don't think it's fine. Spoiler alert. Makeout sessions.
Mm-hmm.
Has anyone had sex in it?
No, but Meredith had hormone injections done, and you think they're going to have sex in the elevator, but instead she gets shot in her butt.
Oh, yeah. So weird. That part was weird. I'm picturing that now.
Yeah.
So, they're in there, and this is the first time Shepard talks about his love of ferry boats, which is, like, super consistent. Also, rewatching these, like, I am just in love with young Derek.
He's so beautiful.
And he's just kind and suave and confident and, like...
Double this glances was, everywhere and just
this was hair less rapey.
Ruffles. Yeah, oh yeah.
Less rapey.
Way less rapey.
He has a thing for ferry boats. Oh, we learned that he came from New York.
Yes, and
that
he just moved here.
Yep, and that he didn't want to like it here, but he loves ferry boats. And Meredith's like, yeah, you dummy. Seattle's surrounded on three sides by water. And he's like, oh, well, I didn't know there would be ferry boats.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I didn't also know Seattle was surrounded. Is that a peninsula?
It's like a... I'm not even going to attempt to describe it, but there's a lot of water.
Okay.
So she says, like, we aren't going to date. We're not doing anything. And she's talking about
the music.
Oh, yeah. Some great music probably comes in. And then they look at each other. And then, of course, they kiss.
But it's not rapey Derek. It's Meredith
who jumps on him. She jumps right up on him.
Drops the files and just like.
And he's got both hands in her hair.
Yeah.
It's very passionate.
Yeah.
And then the elevator door opens. She like picks up her stuff and then.
Shuffles on it. Ooh. Yep.
Which like, I wish we could compile all of the times that happens. It's a lot in this show. Oh.
Often she shuffles.
Like people, leaving the elevator.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they're all messy and frazzled.
Maybe we should take a count. I'm going to start this page now. One. I'll let you know by the end of this podcast how many we have.
Perfect. So then, like the medical thing, there's a woman that comes in.
Oh, yeah. It's sad. She comes in and she has definitely been like mutilated and abused and hit, and it turns out she's a rape victim.
Yep.
Which is super sad. They hit some hard stuff on episode two.
Yeah.
And Meredith, you kind of feel like, oh, Meredith is all sad because this woman's been raped, and then you notice the shoes that Meredith had put into her locker earlier in the episode, and they were the rape victim and Meredith were wearing the same shoes that day. These leopard little, well, almost like penny loafer things.
Yep, definitely 2005 fashion.
You know what? I would wear them today, so thanks very much.
I feel like the style.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And so they immediately, I mean, I think they have to take her to surgery, like, right away.
Right, and they're in surgery, and they, like, open up her mouth, right?
Yes, yeah. And they take something out and they're holding, like, Burke is like holding the clamp, like,
and he's like it. Asking people what it is.
And Meredith's like, oh my God. No, she did. She
yeah,
did.
She did.
She sure did.
And they're like, what? What'd she do?
She bit it off. She bit off his penis. And then Burke, like, throws it in a tin thing.
Like,
whatever.
As if
what are those surgeons?
As if he doesn't have his own. It's like a salad bowl.
Throws it in the salad
it's
bowl.
It's a passing dish. Yeah. But yeah, so, and Meredith interrupts Burke and when he's calling her, he's like, we got a warrior on our hands. And she's like, her name is Allison.
Oh yeah. So we know, cause last episode we found out, talked a little bit about how like Meredith is all about her people. Like she will support her people. She's just kind and good. This kind of shows like she is the type of doctor who looks at her patients more. They're more than just patients.
Right.
You know, whereas I think some of the other characters, we'll get into that. Christina, like some other ones, they don't get as involved.
They're more interested in the medical aspect than the person.
Yeah.
We learn that Derek and Burke are like, Burke is like talking to Chief the whole episode about like wanting to become Chief later in life. And Chief kind of gives him this like sassy, like, you will get it when you deserve it. You don't put in extra hours. You don't blah, 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 blah. So that's kind of like a running theme in this episode too. The other interns are all put on various jobs.
Duties.
George is on code duty, which he thinks he's going to save a bunch of lives.
But he just ends up calling time of death.
On like about five people.
Because he's 007.
Yep. Licensed to
kill. The angel of death.
Angel of death. That's his new nickname this episode that he gives himself. Karev and Christina are put on like telling patients they aren't sick duty. I don't know what that's called.
Clipboards. They're put on clipboards. They were like delivering labs from the weekend.
Right.
Prior or something. So they're like, oh, your leg doesn't need to be amputated and you get to keep your kidneys.
And then they all try to hug them. And we know that Alex and Christina are just like, not huggers.
No.
Never have been.
So they get put on, it's funny because they get put on like something that probably George would want.
Or Izzy. Izzy would like love it.
Yeah. Yeah. Telling people good news. And they feel like that is not part of their like medical training.
Right. And Izzy is doing sutures in the, not the clinic, in the
ER.
ER?
In
yeah.
The pit.
In the pit. Yeah. Oh, that'd be a good podcast name. The pit. And she's suturing. And this was like a sad part, but like comedic. There's this like little cute Asian woman that comes in that needs sewing on her arm.
Mm-hmm.
And she keeps trying to talk to her in an unidentified language because I don't know if it's Japanese or Chinese.
Well, Izzy thinks it's Chinese.
But who knows?
But do we know?
Yeah, no.
No.
And she is like, doesn't know what she's saying. And the the woman, apparently her name is Miss Lou, keeps saying, trying to talk to her. And the best, oh, it is, it's Cantonese, it says. But this is really funny because she's like looking for someone to figure it out. And then there's this scene where Christina comes down and she's like, what do you want? And she's like, well, I just can't talk to this patient. Like, I just need you to tell her, you know, blah, blah, blah. And Christina's like, what is she? She's like, I grew up in Beverly Hills.
And like the only Chinese I know is like
Mr. Chow's menu.
Yeah, yeah. Classic. And then she's like, also I'm Korean, which is so great because she just assumes that little white girl Izzy, as yep. we all have, you know, just yes. assumes some pretty nasty things.
Yeah, so cool. That was like a hilarious way of handling that. I just mm-hmm. loved that part. So I love Christina's face. She just like looks and she's like, what? I can't do that. That's what she says. I'm from Beverly Hills. Yeah, yeah. I grew up in Beverly Hills. So great. So meanwhile, this woman, Miss Lou, is trying to get Izzy to tell her, like, she's trying to tell her something, but we have no idea what that is mm-hmm. the whole time. We learn later.
Around that time when she's talking to Miss Lou, she's also like Izzy's suturing some other people. And this is where we sort of start to find out that Izzy was once a model.
Ooh, yeah. I realized that
it's very subtle.
Yeah, but it didn't. So, spoiler alert.
She was a model.
Well, yeah, I think in the first episode they go, I hear one of them was a model. Mm-hmm. We don't know who, but it's kind of like assumed. And then this one, this guy, she's like sewing him up and he's like, why do I recognize you? And she like shushes him off.
Yep, because she was a model.
Yeah.
So, we'll probably find out more later.
Yeah.
I think we will. I don't know. I've never seen this before. Also, there were a lot of firsts in this episode. Okay, yes. It's only the second episode. So we got ferry boats. Meredith wants roommates. This is the first time we hear the word McDreamy. Woo-hoo-hoo. McDreamy.
Trying to make a jingle hard.
Yeah, but it's not going to work.
So,
that's towards the end of the episode. But it's Christina.
Christina.
Who first gives, because Meredith admits that she kisses him in the elevator.
She goes, so you have a bad day and you make out with McDreamy? Mm-hmm. That's like the sentence. And we will hear that forever.
Yeah.
McDreamy. Everyone knows McDreamy. Even people that don't watch the show
know McDreamy. Yeah.
Which, like, it's a weird nickname because it just makes me think of McDonald's.
Who doesn't like McDonald's?
I had a double cheeseburger on Saturday. It was great.
See? So, it makes sense to me.
Someone on our Instagram, one of my friends, wrote, what's your McName?
Ooh, what is your McName?
I don't know. McNasty.
No. McDouble Mac over here.
McFreckles.
That's terrible.
McSelf Tanner, because right now I'm orange.
McSelf Tanner. But you're not always that.
No.
I
feel like
McGiggles.
I don't want to be that. I feel like whenever I think of you, I always think of red lipstick.
McRed lipstick. That doesn't work.
It also sounds like, it makes you think of a dog boner. Isn't that like lipstick?
That's what you think of. That's my nickname. McRed lipstick. You think of me, you think of dog boner.
McRed rocket. Well, he's dreamy. So it's like a one word adjective that describes yourself.
Beautiful.
McEnough.
McEnough?
I'm enough.
No. That's good.
Mick can't decide on a hair color. Mick McBlondie.
McBlondie?
No. That's for you.
Oh, yeah, because you're not blonde right now. McGorgeous?
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
I think that maybe we will have to develop these later.
Yeah.
But it'd be fun to
have become our stage names.
Yeah, I was going to say, it'd be fun to have alter egos.
Oh, yeah. Stop going into your McTwiddlesticks over there.
McTwiddlesticks. It would be interesting to, work with these a little bit further. And then they could be, we could, be like, oh, and here comes Mick.
Twiddlesticks.
That's the only name I can think of now.
Okay, so that's our homework.
Yeah, homework. Come up with our McNames.
McNames.
I'm just looking at McScorpio.
Ooh, McScorpio. I like McQueen.
Oh. That makes me think of the movie Cars, Lightning McQueen.
I've never seen it. So okay. Now you just ruined it for me. Thanks a lot.
I also could call you Mick Gray shirt from Target. That's your favorite.
I wear it a lot. I do wear it. It has a hole in the bottom of it.
That's okay. You look great. Mm-hmm. So if you can think of us, I mean, we'll try to think of it for ourselves, but we're really clearly bad at that. Someone else named this. Someone else is writing the music. An imaginary person took the photo. We just have no talent. Just kidding. We are enough.
This is a running theme. This whole thing, like, we are enough. We can create a podcast. And then it just turns out we have guests on, and then they just become the people on it.
Yeah. I'm curious, in the medical world, do they still use pagers? They have to use something that's not a cell phone.
Back in 2010, when I was dating this guy, his dad was a doctor.
Okay.
And they still paged him.
Oh,
so okay. That was 2010.
So probably. It's like they need something simple.
Yeah. Well, actually, in our office, we were looking for like a medical something when some of the doctors are in the back adjusting, and then they have like a new patient, if like somehow getting them back to the front. And we looked into getting like a pager system. Not like a pager, like an intercom over the thing, but them literally carrying something that said like it would vibrate, and then it would get like your new patient is here. Granted, the thing was like way too expensive, but
it's super interesting.
Yeah, so I'm sure they do, because you can't have like texts,
right?
You need something that's like beep beep beep, and right. It just says like code blue.
What's
room 222?
Code blue, room 222. And another interesting that happens in this episode, which like I don't want to like go into too detail. Meredith goes and checks out babies with George when they are sad and depressed.
Which is weird, because they're like all in a nursery, and that's not a thing anymore, right? When you have a baby, why are they all in
I don't know. Maybe when you're sleeping, they put your baby there. Like
well,
when you rest.
Don't you have like other people around?
Not always. I don't know.
That's true. That was really insensitive of me.
Who would have a baby?
Who would have a baby without someone else? That's crazy. God. I'm a great feminist.
But they go and check out babies, and they make it sound like George and Meredith sleep together for a second, because George is like, do you want to do it again? And Meredith's like, if they know, it'll be weird.
I feel like Grace does this a lot, this little like ploy of like, ooh, we're going to like play on
and then it's looking at babies.
Yeah.
So they do that. Meredith sees one. It turns literally blue, which is a very frightening scene. When it happened, Brie goes, I really think they just like turned on the saturation on that part.
Yeah,
they
I don't think the baby
effects.
Actually turned no. blue.
But, we meet pediatric interns, which is weird because now... Because
first of all, they're wearing fluorescent purple scrubs.
Right, which we never see again after this season. And also, like, I feel like later in future seasons, like, if you're an intern, you're an intern for, like, everything. You get put
you're
on rotation.
Intern for life.
You get put on rotation.
Yeah.
Intern for life. Yeah. So that's a little interesting. And she like undermines the intern and it's like, your baby's turning blue. And they're like, she's like, no, it's not.
That's not my baby.
Yeah. So it just shows that like Meredith sometimes gets lucky. I feel like a lot of the time, like she got that surgery in episode one. Like,
yeah. Cause like, is it really skill and talent or is it just,
is it luck?
The luck of the Irish.
It is. Next episode, we will be discussing Disney original movie, The Luck of the Irish.
That movie.
If Disney's listening, can they please bring all of those back?
Seriously, you know Double Team? Remember that one?
No, and I feel like I know them all.
It's the one where it's actually like a true kind of story where the two twins are volleyball players, but then they end up playing basketball.
I kind of remember this one. Haley.
It's on Hulu.
Oh.
Yeah, so you
have to
watch.
Yeah. So is the one with starring Izzy Stevens, I believe. Isn't it? The
Wish Upon a Star.
Wish Upon a Star.
Ooh, that's one of my favorites.
Yeah, and yeah, that is Izzy Stevens before she's Izzy Stevens.
Yeah, that's a great one.
It's probably how she got the part.
She did a great job in that one.
Yeah.
She wore like
isn't
blue lipstick.
Yeah, she was like the older hot sister.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Anyway, back to Grey's Anatomy.
Back to Grey's Anatomy. What's on our notes? Like, key topics.
Oh, I wanted to say this. I love, in the beginning shot, we see that Christina rides a motorcycle.
Oh, hell yeah.
She's a badass bitch.
Yeah, she takes the ferry, too, so she must work kind of far away.
Yeah.
Takes the ferry in.
You mean Liv.
Liv. And then takes her motorcycle, which, in later seasons, I don't think they continued that trend.
I think they did for like another season. But yeah, you're right. Like not.
It's not like a part of
well,
her.
Well, but I think I know why. I think you're right. She lives far away, but then she moves like across from the hospital, remember?
Oh, so she can get surgeries first.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, later on. So she's not like riding her bike there. But I don't know. I just thought that was great. It was like in the opening scene.
Also, there's less opening scenes now where it like shows them walking into the hospital.
Yeah. Which I miss because they're like kind of a gang and they're like showing up in their cars.
It looks like an episode of Boy Meets World when they're leaving.
Oh my gosh,
at the end.
I know. And they have like their backpacks and like.
Yeah. They look so young and youthful and their pant rise is so low.
Oh, so low and so much flair and like button pockets in the butt.
Yeah. Like now pants go up to the boobs.
Thank God.
I know. Really glad that train has taken off.
Yeah. And so
excuse me.
Oh, the other like the big thing at the end. So like we touched on some of the things like McDreamy and ferry boats, Christina motorcycle. The big thing in the end is Meredith ends up getting roommates and she lets Izzy and George live with her.
Yes, which is huge because then you clearly know, we already knew they're going to be a big part of the show, but
yeah.
Like now they're going to live together, which is going to add like, I don't even remember the third episode, but I guarantee you it starts with something of them in the house together.
Oh yeah. Which becomes like just, there's so many great memories in that house, you know?
Yeah. Oh, I just wish that we could go there.
I know. Oh.
It's going to set the tone for like good personal growth for the characters and like seeing them outside of things. Do we get to the line where it sounds like Law and Order yet?
Oh my God. Yeah.
Okay. So we know a woman bit off a guy's penis.
Mm-hmm.
Randomly in this part of the show, like all of a sudden this man.
Oh wait, we forgot to say before we get.
Yeah.
Meredith is carrying the penis around.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is
a big part of the story.
Yeah. So whoever, like the cops couldn't send someone to gather evidence. So for a while. So there's like this rule that whoever had it last has to keep it, like custody of the evidence.
Mm-hmm. Which happens to be a penis.
Right.
That?
Just the tip.
Yeah.
I'm assuming. And she's carrying it around in like a, looks like a lunchbox. It's like a
little,
cooler.
Yeah.
And so she carries around into the peds room by the babies. She just carries it everywhere.
And
it's just my fridge.
Oh.
She's talking to Christina, Meredith is, and then this guy just, like, pulls his car up to the front of the hospital. And he, like, stumbles out like The Walking Dead, and he's just blood in the crotch.
Which I love that Abby said when we watched this, Abby went, do we really think it would bleed that much?
And then I thought about it.
Yeah, you did.
I would go, oh, yes, it would.
Yeah, there's a lot of blood down there.
A lot of blood flows there.
Yeah.
Especially if when she bit it off.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Just gushing blood. So, anyway, they rush him in, and like the next scene is like Bailey.
Will you do it, a Bailey impression? So
it's I don't know.
This body in. Bailey lifts up the sheet and looks at like the crotch and puts the sheet down and says,
"And goes, let him know we got the penis."
Oh, the rapist.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, so. Oh no! Try again.
Oh, okay, try again.
No, she says, "Let him know we got the penis." Oh, no, she does. Because then he starts to be the rapist. Okay. So she goes, let him know we got the rapist.
Yeah, and it sounds like Ice-T on an episode of Law and Order.
Which we decided
or is ice, our... Not Ice Cube, Ice-T, Ice-T. So many ices. Yeah, which, like, literally, it sounds like he's, like, when he says, like, I heard he was a child rapist. Like, there's that comedian, I think it's John Mulaney that talks about Law and Order. But yeah, like...
Special victims, you know?
Yeah, SVU only.
Only.
So, yeah, next
time... Let him know we got the... Oh, I gotta cross this up. Let him know we got the rapist. And then,
and then, later...
Later, the chief goes, we got the rapist.
Yeah, because I think she wants to let chief...
Chief know we got the rapist.
And it's just, she, like, literally is so intense.
Yeah.
But we decided 5 years from now, when we're done with this show, we'll start Law & Order SVU.
Yeah,
so.
Which is, like, 18 seasons.
Still going.
And, like, no plot, really, except for just... rapist.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a good one. Look out for that coming soon, folks.
And can't even do the math.
So following this storyline, McDreamy, this is like the best quote, I think, of the whole episode. McDreamy comes storming in and his scrubby scrubs.
To the rapist room after he's had surgery.
Oh, right, yeah. And so he's like healing, but sleeping because he's healing because his penis is
And he
gone.
Like hits, yeah, the, he like, hits his bed.
To wake him up and he's all, ooh, the rapist is like kind of waking up. And Derek goes, I've got good news and bad news. The good news is Dr. Bailey stopped your bleeding. The bad news is we gave your penis to the cops.
And then
have a nice life. So good.
Yeah, so there's a lot of good one-liners in this one.
Yeah. We gave your penis. Okay. We gave your penis to the cops.
So the title of this week's podcast should either be
We gave your penis.
We got the rapist. We gave your penis to the cops, or have a nice life.
Have a nice life. I don't think Derek really says it like that, but I think it makes
he's
more sense.
He's pissed though. Yeah. And he's kind of sassy.
He's really sassy.
He like slaps the bed. Like he comes like, and he's like slaps it. It's so weird.
We gave your penis to the cops.
Also, another medical term that came up in this episode was he did an emergency craniotomy to the rape victim, and he goes, afterwards, he's like, but I had to leave her skull flap open. And I'm like, oh my God, a skull flap. Could there be a grosser word? I don't think so.
Sure, that's like the name of a metal band.
What if you just skull flap? What if you just wake up and your skull flap is open? Like, what does that even mean?
I don't think it means good things for you.
We also learn in this episode that Richard Weber, the chief, has a hard time saying the word penis. And he giggles about it. He's like, oh, I'm a doctor. This should be easier.
I'm a doctor.
Also, he looks 85, and that like it looks like it is 1980 in this show. He's got a mustache.
No, it's not. He does not look good.
No.
He looks so much older in these episodes than he does later on.
Yeah.
I can't figure it out.
Honestly, I switched my thing of, I don't want Ellen Pompeo on the show anymore. I want the guy that plays Richard Weber, and I want to know his secrets on aging gracefully.
Well, I want Bokey.
Bokey.
I said Bokey.
Oh, yeah. Bokey, the scrub nurse? Is that the right term? Mm-hmm. Yeah. We actually heard her name this time, which I've heard every time, and I didn't recognize.
And I'm like, all right, I just want to say I was wrong. Bokey is not a tool that is used during surgery. It is a name of a scrub nurse, so I stand down. I am defeated.
A great little flirtation moment at the end, too, is when, so on the way out at the very end of the episode, Meredith is about to ride the elevator again, and Derek comes up behind her, and they like flirt kind of, and then she's like, I think I'll take the stairs. And then he says something after, and he's like, no self-control. And I thought that was really cute.
I thought that was cute, too.
Absolutely. And he's
and
all
then
like,
he shuffled into the elevator. Shuffle, 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 shuffle. Everyone's just shuffling around the hospital. We did see, too, for the first time, they're, like, down, all of the interns went on, like, break, and they sat in their, like, basement on
beds. On a gurney.
Yeah. Where, all the interns always hang out. I think, like, later on in season.
Yeah, they do. You're right.
Yeah, like, everyone hangs out in that weird basement alleyway thing.
Right.
What is that?
Love that scene, too, when Bailey just walks in on them and doesn't say anything, and they all get up and leave, and then she eats their chips.
Yeah.
Like,
so good.
She's
Can you
a
imagine
boss.
Having a position like that?
You just
where you could
look
just
at
look
you.
At someone, and they get up and give you their food.
I try to do that with my dog, but it doesn't work really well. I was trying to give him eyes to make him leave, but it just doesn't work.
Doesn't work.
Also, I'm loving right now, I'm looking at, like, on the Wikipedia page, like, the, like, side actors. And, like, this means someone was cast as Big Man.
As Big Man.
Chip. I bet that was the dad. I bet that was the baby's dad. I saw him, and I go, that guy looks like the Beast from Beauty and the Beast.
He did.
As Big Man.
Who is he? Oh.
He plays Big Man in season one of Grey's Anatomy.
Is that his only?
Does that mean, like, he's fat? That's cruel. I don't even know who he is.
I don't remember. It's someone that Christina is telling, like,
yeah.
I don't even think he had a line.
Maybe he got cut out of the show. Well, Big Man, here's your moment. Oh, look at all these quotes it does, too.
Oh, gosh.
So good. Okay, great line. Christina, what are you doing down here? Mary says, just sitting here with my penis.
So good.
Yeah, so
there's some good one-liners in this episode.
Also, this episode had really, really good music. It had some classic that the Tegan and Sarah song, too.
Oh, yeah,
too.
It started with that, right?
You wouldn't like me.
So this one intro comes on. Oh, God. And I was like, gosh, they play a lot of Ingrid and Michaelson on these episodes of Grey's Anatomy. Turns out it was not her, and it was this other song that I had recognized by the intro, and I had recognized it from the musical episode of Grey's Anatomy, which I am so
which ashamed. Is in season 7. We have so long until then.
Can we do like 8 podcast episodes on the musical episode? I think we have a lot to dive into
there. I think there's going to be a lot from that as well.
Another
good line that I liked is when George is being like, why didn't you tell me what I was going to do? Because George didn't realize that 95% of patients on the code, whatever, are dead already or are going to die.
Right.
And he's like, why didn't you tell me that before I started when I was going on and on about how great this was going to be? And she goes, because you're George and I'm Christina. And that was like, you're either a George or you're a Christina.
Okay, so are you a George or are you a Christina?
I'm a George.
You didn't even have to question me about that. Am I a George or
I would be so sad if 5 people died on my watch, even if they were already dead coming in.
Oh, I'm a George then.
Yeah, we're both Georges.
Yeah. I don't know. I just want to be a Christina, but I don't think I actually am. I think in certain aspects of my life, I have Christina qualities. But if people are dying in front of me, I don't think I'm going to be a Christina.
No, I'm definitely the angel of death.
Yeah.
Always. Should we... Oops, I didn't want to do that. Should we take a quick break?
Yeah, hear from our sponsors.
Just again, where is this? Just a straight minute of silence. Honestly, though, we would take sponsors. Like, I'm not above it.
I'm not above it. I would love to have sponsors.
I mean, I could, like, you know, when people have those Blue Apron ones, and they're like, Blue Apron. Well, you know what? I'm going to take a break. I'm going to go cook myself a meal. Blue Apron.
Me and these. I'm going to go change my underwear into some other underwear because they feel so good.
And then I'm going to go sleep on my Casper mattress.
And then I'm going to go make me some more Blue Apron.
So none of them sponsor us yet, but maybe someday. So we'll be right back. And we're back.
Guzzle, guzzle.
And we're sound so much like pee. We're refilling. Sponsored by Sutter Home.
A bottle of Grandio Chardonnay. Chardonnay.
Chardonnay. So we were talking, and it's really hard to, like, only stick to, like, as if we'd only seen 2 episodes, because we've been watching this show for 12 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And... Oh, which, by the way, if you haven't seen it already, the Grey's Anatomy Facebook page, like the official Facebook page, posted like a video yesterday, because yesterday was actually the 27th, so it's going to be very confusing when you're listening to this, so forget that I just mentioned any dates. But in the past, I shouldn't have even said that. They posted this like great, like, where were you 12 years ago? And it had like all these like clips and things, and then the Grey's Anatomy Instagram page posted like the saddest moments of the past 12 years. Like, you could just scroll through.
Why did they choose that?
Or that was like one of the things, but someone tagged me in it, I think Kristen, and it was like, so like, oh my God. Oh my God. So we're going to do something right now. On the count of 3, we're going to say
spoiler alert.
Cause we're going to talk about things that have already happened. Or so we're going to do like a little news section about like current news of the season. I went to my favorite website, Hypeable. I'm a huge MuggleCast listener, and I love all the writers for Hypeable, and they do like Grey's recaps. So I learned some things. So currently we are in the 13th season
of Grey's.
We were just renewed for its 15th.
Whoa.
So we know that we have 2 more years of Grey's.
Ooh, good. This podcast never gonna end.
Yeah, it's probably not. We'll probably give up before
it is. No, we're not. We're not.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so yeah, so it's gonna be for its 15th season. So
shit, yeah.
It'll be really interesting to guess who the hell will still be on.
Yeah, who's gonna sign on to that?
I think,
who do you guess?
I think Ellen Pompeo is like,
she has to be.
I think she said in an interview with Ellen that like a lot of the other people like were upset that they were identified as this. And she talks about how she's just so thankful that this show gave her like a great life and whatever. She also, so she was, I love her. She was just on Ellen, but she just adopted like their 4th dog. They have another kid, which I think she adopted because she doesn't look like she was pregnant. They might've adopted. I think she's adopted a kid before, but anyways, she adopted another kid or had another kid. And she was talking about how she has like a nurse that take care, like, or not like a sitter that like basically takes care of the kid at night so she can sleep, which I'm like, I would like to be a celebrity.
Yeah. If that was
a celebrity. So she just had a new baby and a new dog.
4 dogs, you said?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm sure her house is large.
That's true.
But it was cool. She like called out the rescue that it was from, and that the rescue like potty trains it before it gives it to you. So also she was like,
nice.
Yeah, I know. So, okay. So returning for the 15th season, I have a feeling Karev has to be on it. And Ellen, like they're the old, and what about Richard? Are they writing him off with this like storyline that's happening?
I don't know. I hope not. Although he's being a little bit of a bitch right
now. He's also like been there. Like they're talking about, we're watching season one now and he like wants to pass off Chief.
Chiefdom.
Which is, if every season is a new year, which I think it is. Like.
Yeah. Yeah.
He has been there for 13 years.
Yeah. It's time.
But like he can't, there's nothing more he can do at the hospital. So. And they don't.
I mean, he's done it all. He's climbed the ladder. He stood up right there. He did his dance. He like. Took a couple steps down, painted the ceiling, you know, all the things that you do. He can't be chief again. And right. There's a lot of talk, like, not a lot, but there are a couple characters that show up throughout the seasons about, like, when it's time to step down as a surgeon and retire.
Right.
Like, Christina deals with it when she, like, moves away. And then she, actually, Christina deals with it with, I think, another patient who... they call like the dinosaur or something.
Okay.
I forgot. I've seen this way more than you have. But they talk about how like at some point these
right. Surgeons,
I mean, obviously you have to retire.
Right. And that
so I feel like he's at that age. Like he can't keep
cutting. And like Shonda Rhimes has got him written off with a wife that loves him. Like, mm-hmm. So it wouldn't surprise me if he retires in yeah. The next like season or two.
Yeah.
Bailey will still be there.
I would think so, yes.
I hope so. I love her.
What about, like, the newer intern residents, like Joe?
So that's the other news, is that the chick who plays Stephanie, mm-hmm. I can't remember her actress name, I read that she is leaving. So if you notice that she hasn't been in a storyline, she's kind of just, like, there and, like, helping people.
Yeah.
She was trying to get on a different Shonda Rhimes show, and then she's trying out for some other things. So they're basically slowly writing her out. So there was like a whole article on like, how will she exit the show? Like, will she get murdered?
Will she die? Yeah. Or what do you think?
Or will she just leave? She's pretty young, so she could get killed.
Yeah, they kill everyone. I don't understand how, if I knew that many people in my life who had been killed, like, that's terrible. How, what?
Yeah.
Would you get out of bed?
No, like, it's when we were watching this one, and I was like, all these people are going to die before they hit 40.
It's true.
So many people die. So,
I don't know how Meredith is still kicking it.
Yeah, also, this is really interesting. I read that despite being its 13th season, Grey's Anatomy is still ABC's number one show among adults 18 through 49, and is ranking as the number 3 broadcast drama on TV. So, I think... partially, they said, like, that happened when they made that, like, TGIT a thing, mm-hmm. like, with Scandal, Grey's, and then The Catch. Mm-hmm. Like, by putting them all on one day, it, like, made people, like, you have to watch Grey's to get to Scandal. So, like...
I don't know. I feel like there were, like, certain shows that I started and then slowly, like, kind of fizzled out of and just didn't continue watching.
Yeah.
But I talked to, and I was surprised at how many people were so excited, like, oh my God, can't wait for your Grey's podcast.
Right.
I'm like, you're Grey's fans?
Still?
Yeah. Still. I think people just, I don't know, that for some reason just keep following it.
Everybody loves a medical show. Like, Scrubs did well, ER.
ER like, was like, how many seasons was ER? 15? 12?
I have no idea. Jake watched all of it. How many seasons was ER? 15.
Mm.
So it'll
so at Grey's least is going to at least be equal. What if it goes more?
I know. So yeah, so everyone loves a medical show, and also this show clearly has like it has like a formula.
Mm-hmm.
Like we get personal life stuff, but most of it takes place in the hospital. There's always a medical thing, like. I love Scandal and everything too, but sometimes those shows are so confusing and I'm like, I don't know what's going on. I don't remember who's who, but I feel like with Grey, it's like, you know who everyone is. Like you never are like, who is this person again? That's never mm-hmm. happened to me. Like,
no.
Cause any of the new people are patients.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like easy to figure out who they are.
And if there are patients, most of the patients are like one episode, but sometimes right. they trickle over, but then they establish them.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like we're due for a long-term patient.
Mm-hmm.
We're due for a Denny Duquette or Teddy's, I know, Teddy's husband.
Oh, Denny Duquette.
The Mandy Moore character. Like all of these people we haven't had one in a while.
No, we haven't.
So we're due Shonda. Come on. Shonda. Hey, Shonda.
We're due.
We could have a segment called Hey Shonda.
Hey Shonda.
Where we like whisper things to her that we want to happen. Like, I would like to see Alex Karev happily married. Not our baby to Joe. What?
Oh, you can finish
it. No, that's my thought.
Okay. What do I want?
Do you want Mary?
I would like to see Christina Yeh back on the show. Maybe even just for a visit.
Yeah, she's due.
Or even like talk about her.
Yeah.
You know, like I feel like some of the people who have died, like all of them, they bring them up. I think they've brought up George once in a while.
Well, I think when the times they've been brought up are when Alex and Meredith are together and they talk about like.
But I don't. I feel like when Christina first left, they talked about her like once or twice. But it's time. Like, Chris, you're my person.
Yeah.
It would be like me moving away and you never speaking of me again.
Yeah, which would never happen.
Yeah, that's just. I would hope not. Just be crazy.
Yeah. So I agree with you on that front. Absolutely. Like that needs to happen. Oh yeah. So I think we should have, a segment called Dear Shonda.
Okay. I'll put it on the list. Homework.
McNamee, so if you guys have any thoughts you want to write to Dear Shonda.
Because actually, yeah, I'm going to have a lot of shit to say to Shonda in a couple episodes here. These first two, you're going to forget, but yeah, we're going to have a Dear Shonda. Like what the fuck were you thinking?
She always has her reasons though.
Yeah, you're right. She knows better than I do.
Okay, so next week's episode.
the segment should be called Dear Shonda, I Trust You.
So, in parentheses, sometimes. Dear Shonda, I Trust You.
Yeah.
Did you know that I like tweeted at her that we started this podcast?
Did she respond?
No.
Well, maybe someday.
Maybe so. I'll just keep trying.
Yeah. She's busy.
So next week's episode is called Winning a Battle, Losing the War. And isn't it usually winning the war and losing? No. Winning a battle but losing the war.
I thought it was you would
win the war but lose the battle. Yeah. Okay. So, which brings me to a real life story. So, my mom's dog Merlin went outside and they called him in later and he finally came in. He was like wet. I don't really know the details, but he was like, they're like, what is that all before? I'm like, oh my God, it's blood. And his nose was like peeled off in the front and he had all these like marks. And then they like were patching him up and doing whatever and trying to clean it up. But it was like really bad. Like he needed stitches. They patched him up for bed, whatever. In the morning, there was a dead muskrat in the front yard, which like Google.
What is a muskrat?
Google one, you guys. I'm going to Google one for you now. They're very terrifying. Here, Brie, you describe it. Well, they're like,
oh, it's Beaver Town, man.
Like a little beaver.
He's a beaver.
But look at their claws. Oh, yeah, so.
Wolverine claws with a beaver face. Oh, yep. They're tricksters.
So, and they, if you YouTube muskrat dog fight, I don't recommend doing it. My mom did it for some reason and found all these videos. They fight back. They're not like, they don't run away. So anyways, Merlin won the war, but lost the battle because the muskrat was dead, but it had no blood on it. Merlin had to have stitches and everything. So that just made me think of
that. And that is what the episode is.
Except it's the other way around. It's winning a battle, but losing the war. That's so weird.
Ooh, I don't even remember what the next episode is about. So I bet that
winning a battle.
There's some interaction that like goes well, but then the patient dies.
Ooh.
Something like that.
That's a good prediction.
Yeah.
That's really good. How many stars would you give this episode?
Oh.
This one was better than the last one.
It was. I would give this one 3.25.
I did 3.5 last time, so I'm going to go up to 4. My ranking is a little off because I was a little high.
Yeah, you were a little high, but that's okay.
But I really did like this episode though. Like I loved Bailey. Yeah, I just loved it.
Yeah, I thought there were one last thing I want to say about the episode that I think is important for like the whole series.
Yes.
Is this is when we really like we see something about Meredith. She says that she's having a bad day. And I feel like Meredith had a bad day for 12 years of her life. Like she is constantly having a bad day.
Right.
And
And her talking about the rape victim, like, and wearing out the shoes. She's, yeah. like, dark and twisty, which we'll yeah. learn about sometime.
Yeah, pretty soon here. But it's setting a stage for, like, oh, man, you, like, you're a deep thinker. And you got some deep shit going on, Meredith. Right. You're having a bad day.
yeah. So I want to introduce a couple ways that you can, like, keep in touch with us, because we have social media now. So we did get an Instagram. It's at the On Call Room Pod. Someone stole the On Call Room, so I had to have the word pod at the end.
They're the worst people.
Yeah. So if you know who they are, just spam, troll them. so it's Instagram, and then it's at the On Call Room Pod. So we'll be like, we'll probably take a selfie after this, post a little photo.
Yeah.
We'll just post some things from the photo shoot. I don't know. It'll just hopefully be funny or entertaining. Also, my favorite thing about the podcast I listen to are these like listener groups on Facebook, where a lot of them will like post, either they'll drop the episode sooner for these people. They will also like get feedback and just kind of, it's like a little online community for listeners. So we started one of those, and it's facebook.com/groups/theoncallroom. And it's pretty awesome. We have 19 members.
What's up?
Including ourselves.
What's up, 19 members?
And actually, after this, we're going to go live on that. So we might have, like, maybe no one watching, but we don't really care. We just want to, like, give you guys, say hello. And also, we might post there when the podcast goes live on iTunes before we tell everyone else. So if you want to get it first, follow along there and just say hi. We won't spam you or anything. It'll just be fun. So
don't like join and troll us. Just only troll the
Well, we have to approve them. So,
oh.
But it'd be funny if you trolled us. So
it would be pretty funny. Maybe troll us. We'll talk all about it.
Yeah. So if you want to be a troll, look.
And we carry around memos in our pocket, so we know our worth.
Exactly, because we are enough. Also, I just noticed that your sister is online, which means she's probably waiting for us to go live.
Yes.
So we know we have one listener.
Yeah.
Watch, she signs off. So, anyways,
over it.
Thank you so much for listening. This, I felt like this was so much smoother than the last time.
Yeah, I mean, it's just gonna get better and better. So you just have to like follow along and just envision something good for us, because
yes,
if you don't, it will be a complete failure. Right. This is all up to you.
Right. So also, I just want to say that if you would like to be a guest or you have thoughts, join the group and post there. We do have an email, but I'd rather you do the Facebook thing. So yeah, just do that and we'll go from there. But we love you guys.
We miss you all.
And as Derek Shepherd says, I'm going to say this one because it's not what you think it's going to be. It's going to be, have a nice life. Goodbye. Good night.
Let them know we got the penis.
The rapist. We got the rapist.